This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Every once in a while, we travel around Michigan to talk to artisans. This time, we're taking you to Detroit. If you spend much time in Detroit at all, you've likely seen this guy's work. Jordan Zilke is a sign painter, Motown Sign Company. But he didn't start out doing that. He went to school for fine art. But he left it behind and really hasn't looked back.
I feel great about it. I feel like I've always struggled with fine art and trying to find meaning and purpose in it. And commercial art, and specifically signs, has a very specific intention, right? It's meant to convey an idea or an image. And with lettering and signs, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do it. And I felt like with art, you know, in some regards, there is no wrong way. It's just whatever you feel. It's an expression. And signs is something you could definitively look at and point at and say, that's the right way to paint an S, and that's the wrong way to paint an S. And you can get really good at it if you follow the guidelines and principles that have been in place for ages and ages and ages.
Zilke says he really likes the variety of sign painting. Some of it's mundane, some of it's spectacular.
One day you're laying on your back lettering no parking on a roll-up garage door, and the other day you're 14 stories in the air painting a mural that's 200 feet tall.
That mural is on the 28 Grand Building in Detroit's Capitol Park. It was designed by artist Charles McGee. Zilke's favorite jobs are wall signs, and there's a great big one that a lot of people see every day.
We did a job for Carhartt. They opened a flagship store in Midtown Detroit, and that faces I-94.
That's your work.
That's our work, yeah. We didn't design it. A couple illustrators from CCS designed it. Awesome guys.
You know, I keep thinking, if this were anywhere else, I'd be asking you, have you had a chance to do a Coca-Cola sign? But yeah. in this town, it's got to be Werner's, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Werner's. We haven't done a Werner's one yet. I'm waiting for someone to want to pay me to paint a Werner's sign, because that would be a blast. Yeah.
When I talked to him, he was at a restaurant, the apparatus room in the old Detroit Fire Department headquarters. He was painting a window and preparing it for copper leaf. It's like the more common gold leaf. Basically, he applies thin leaves of gold to an adhesive that he paints in the shape of a letter or a number.
So a gold leaf window job was very common in the earlier part of the 20th century. And you'd see it a lot on addresses, transom addresses on buildings downtown, still have a lot of them. But it was a high-end sign to kind of say to your customer that we are a quality business and we take pride in our shop.
When they're doing their job, sign painters often draw spectators. People like watching, and some like kidding. Shouting out things all the time like, you missed a spot.
You usually get this one from a passing car. You spelled it wrong. But then other people, you know, are just stopped and are blown away. Or, you know, I really like it when someone stops and says, you know, oh, my grandpa used to do this. Or my uncle had a company and seeing it. You know, people just appreciate seeing it happen. You know, it might be something you pass by a million times on foot and never look at. But when you see it being created at I don't know, people stop and pay attention to that.
Zilke says there are not nearly as many sign painters as there once was, but the trade is experiencing something of a renaissance, especially in Detroit.
It's a really great way to be involved with Detroit and to not just be a spectator, but to be a player in it, and to see people really pouring resources and efforts into opening businesses or improving their businesses and to help them create a more vibrant business district downtown.
That's Jordan Zilke with Motown Sign Company. He's our latest Artisan of Michigan.